Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the editor-in-chief of the Quarterly Review of Film and Video, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films The Royal Hotel, The Beasts, and Last Stop, Larima.
I'd like to talk about three films this week that are very different from each other in most ways, but they have one thing in common. They all take place pretty far away from regular civilization. I'm not going to say exactly in the middle of nowhere, but they all take place sort of way away from where there are a lot of other people. So that's what they have in common. Other than that, they're pretty different from one another. So I'd like to start with The Royal Hotel. This is a movie which is directed and co-written by Kitty Green. And she's made a few films, most of them documentaries of one kind or another. But her previous fiction film was a movie called The Assistant a few years ago, which starred a very, very interesting young actor, Julia Garner. And now, again, we have Julia Garner starring in a movie by Kitty Green, The Royal Hotel. Julia Garner co-stars with Jessica Henwick. They play a couple of young women who are out in the middle of nowhere in Australia. Actually, The Royal Hotel starts in a very crowded place. It starts at a big sort of a party situation, and people are drinking and flirting and having all kinds of excitement. And, oh my gosh, one of the main characters, her name is Liz. Her credit card gets maxed out. And so we have stuff like that at the very, very beginning. But then they sign on for something. They decide they're going to earn some money and have an adventure by going into the Australian outback and taking a job working, you guessed it, at the Royal Hotel, which turns out to be the total opposite of royal. Interestingly, the director and co-writer of this film, Kitty Green, is from Australia. So I guess she sort of knows whereof she speaks in this movie. In any case, these two young women, Julia Garner plays Hannah, and as I mentioned, Jessica Henwick plays Liv. They go out to this place, and it takes them a while to get there, you know, a long bus ride and all of that. But they finally get to the Royal Hotel, and oh my gosh, is it not royal? It is run down, it is crummy, it is seedy, it is all those kinds of adjectives. And the clientele seems to be more or less the same. They have a couple of bosses who seem to be eccentric and perhaps not very pleasant. And they have a clientele which is a bunch of mostly guys, some women too, who really like to drink it up and whoop it up and just misbehave themselves in various kinds of ways. And that is the setup for this movie, The Royal Hotel. We have a couple of young women far, far, far from where they normally are out in the Australian outback in this place, which is, let's say, not very respectable, with this job, which could be very dangerous. Or, as Liv keeps insisting, we're having an adventure. You know, we're going to learn from this. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. And every once in a while, they sort of take a little day trip by walking a little way from the hotel. And they don't find much when they do that either, but they find a little bit. And they get acquainted with a couple of people, and mostly they have a whole lot of trouble with the guys, mainly guys, who frequent the bar. So that's basically what the Royal Hotel is about. Now, one of the interesting things about the Royal Hotel is that, again, it is directed by Kitty Green, and it stars Julia Garner. And their previous film, The Assistant, was the exact dead total opposite of the Royal Hotel in its mood, in its tone, in its ambiance, in everything else. In The Assistant, Julia Garner played a young woman who was working for a film production company, and she deals with all these mostly male executives who have various different ambitions and personalities and whatnot. And it is about her long hours. She's hoping to work her way up and eventually become a movie producer herself, but it's about her long hours working for this company, and she has to commute a long way to get there, and then she just has to do everything. She is, as the title of the film says, the assistant. She has to do everything from cleaning up to answering the phone to making excuses for some guy with his wife, all this kind of stuff. So it is quiet. It is restrained. It is muted. It is a movie that deals in nuance, in the small detail. That is the assistant. The Royal Hotel is the exact opposite. Maybe this is, I don't mean to sound uncharitable here, maybe this is a career move by Kitty Green. Maybe she wanted to show that she could do in a fiction film the exact opposite of what she did in The Assistant. In any case, she has succeeded at least in doing that. Now, the Royal Hotel has been getting excellent reviews all over the place. I didn't much like it. I found it noisy, obstreperous, cantankerous, just a bunch of drunken people yelling and screaming through a lot of it. And then these two young women sort of caught in the middle of it all and sort of coping with it and sort of having trouble coping with it. Not all that interesting in a dramatic sense, but mostly I found it noisy, noisy, noisy. And when it ends, and I certainly won't give this away, I found the ending of the film arbitrary, abrupt, and simply not persuasive. So there's a lot of good reviews out there, and I'm sure a lot of people listening right now will have a great time watching The Royal Hotel. For me, it just is a movie that didn't work, but for a lot of other critics, it did work. But hey, that's show business. So on that rather cliched note, let's move to our next film, which I think is absolutely superb. I think our next film, The Beasts, is just one of the best films I've seen this year. It will probably end up on my 10 best of the year list a couple of months or so from now. The Beasts is a Spanish-French production, so it is very much a movie that is about immigration, but it is not exactly a political film. It is a very human drama, and the political elements are very much there, but the movie does not hit on them very hard. It presents us with a very human, and I found a very suspenseful drama. So here is what The Beasts is about. It is mainly about a guy whose name is Antoine. He is French, and his wife, who is also French, her name is Olga. And they are living now in rural Spain, way out in the middle of the sticks. And they have a sort of a business there. Antoine is renovating some houses. He's hoping that they can have a big influx of tourists. But he's doing it less because he hopes to make a lot of money and more because he really thinks it will be good for the region. It will bring people into the area. It will be a pleasant place for people to come and live and spend their time and have a nice life. So that's the main reason why he really does appear to be doing this. Also, of course, he'll make some money. They also have a farm operation, and they grow things and they sell things, and that's another thing that they do. And they seem to be a very nice and very strong and very sturdy couple. They have a young daughter who lives far away. There's a little bit of communication with her. I mean, she's a young adult. But mainly we are dealing here with Antoine and to some extent with his wife, Olga. Then there are the neighbors. And the neighbors are bigoted against Antoine because he is an immigrant. They don't like him. They mistreat him. They call him by a nickname which he detests, which is Frenchie. And they give him a whole lot of trouble, and sometimes they give him real physical trouble. For example, at one point, they literally poison Antoine and Olga's well in a very awful way and ruin a whole lot of their crops, which is a very, very serious blow to them. Things like that. Of course, there are police. This is not one of these movies where people just get out their guns. They go to the police, Antoine and Olga do, and the police do what they can to help, but there's just so much they can do to help. Also, there's not a whole lot of proof that can be actually brought, for example, in a court, if it were to get that far, against these neighbors. So it's a challenging situation for Antoine and Olga. The police try to help, but mainly Antoine and Olga realize they have to sort of handle this on their own. Now, an interesting thing happens in the later part of The Beast, and I don't want to give away too much here, but there's a big change in the overall situation. Oh, I would say about two-thirds, maybe even three-quarters of the way through the movie. And then Olga becomes the main character of the film. And we realize that, again, in a way that is not hammered on, that is not hit on heavily by the film itself, it just sort of happens, this turns out to be, in its way, a very feminist movie. So it's a movie that takes a very sympathetic view of the problems of immigrants, and then it turns out to be a movie that's very much about a woman's experience. And Olga becomes the main character, I would say, of the film, and she faces a lot of challenges in the latter part of the movie. And the whole film comes to a very, very interesting last few moments, which I found, in this case, very persuasive and very moving and very, very strong. So, The Beasts. The original Spanish title is Ambestas, I just found it a superbly acted movie, a superbly written movie, a superbly directed movie, and as I mentioned before, a very suspenseful movie. It had me really involved every step of the way. It is streaming, it is easy to find, and I really, really recommend it. I truly think that this Spanish movie, I want to say the name of the director and co-writer again, Rodrigo Sorogoyen. This is his first film as a major film as a director, as far as I can make out. A very, very good film that will almost certainly be on my top 10 list this year. It's a really, really, really excellent film. The Beasts. Don't miss it if you're interested in a really strong, powerful, sometimes violent, but very humane human drama. And the last film today is our documentary for the day, Last Stop Larima, directed by Thomas Tancred. And this is his first sort of major feature as a director. And I've been saying that these movies take place far from main civilization. In this case, it takes place in a very unusual and very isolated community. We are again in the Australian outback, as we were for the Royal Hotel earlier in today's show. We are now back there again, and we are now, again, this is a documentary, we're in a town of Larima, which has 11 people living in it, population 11. So this is a very, very small town, yes, if it's a town at all. And actually, it's not 11 residents, it is actually 10 residents, because one of them has disappeared. And everybody strongly thinks that the person who disappeared has been murdered. So, again, this is a documentary. All this took place a few years ago, but it took the filmmakers, I guess, a few years to get down there and to interview a whole lot of people. And most of this movie consists of interviews with the non-murdered, the non-missing residents of Larima, although sometimes we move to some other community as well. So there's a little bit of stuff outside the town itself. But they are a very, very unusual group of people, as you well may imagine. Not just everybody wants to live in a town where the population is 11 and now it's 10. They are, again, very, very isolated from everything, and they are a very unusual group of people. Some of them appear to have very serious illnesses, but they all seem to be ready and fit and eager to talk to the camera. So there's a whole lot of interesting material. They talk about their lives. They talk about the case of the missing neighbor and what might have happened. And as the movie proceeds, we learn more and more about how even in this tiny town with population 11 and now it's 10, there are feuds, there are bad relations, there are good relations, there's all the things that you'd find in a gigantic city, only they're operating on an extremely miniature scale. And as the interviews with the residents proceed, and as we see more and more places in the area and get to know the whole situation better and better, we can form our own judgments, our own guesses as to just what happened, as to just what's going on here. So it's a movie that very much invites us to think about this, to figure it out, and to put together our own conclusions. And then, of course, the movie will throw us another curveball, and we'll discover that some theory that maybe we had was maybe not so accurate after all, and maybe we have to look at this from another direction. It's a very, very interesting little movie, and it's very funny a lot of the time. My only major objection to it is that it is just under 2 hours long, and it didn't have to be that long. Really, pretty much all the stuff could have been covered in an hour and a half, probably, maybe even less. And after a while, I just found myself wishing this thing would just hurry and get on to its conclusion. All of that said, it's just a really well-done documentary. Thomas Tancred and his crew got into the town. They got the cooperation of so many people. They got very, very articulate comments from so many people. And, oh, they are so different. There are people who are good-humored and who just laugh all the time. And there are people who are not so good-humored and who seem grumpy most of the time. And there are people who appear to be, let's say, under the influence of alcohol or perhaps some other substance some of the time. So, again, it has all the things that you would find in a very, very large city or a big town or wherever you want to choose, but they're happening here sort of on a miniature scale in this tiny little town of Larima. I must say that the subtitle of the movie is Murder Down Under, and that's pretty well describes the film. It does take place in Australia. Australia, and it is about what is probably a murder. We have really a missing person here, but it's probably a murder, and all the efforts to solve that and figure out what happened, and everybody in the town, all the interviews, everybody has their suspicions of other people, and some people suspect everybody, and some people suspect one specific other person. So we have all that element in it too. In any case, it's an entertaining film to watch. Sometimes it's a very funny film to watch, and I just had a nice time with it. Even though it's about a grim subject, this missing person who was probably murdered, it's still, in its own grisly way, a fun movie to watch. And I have to say, there's no violence in the movie, so by today's standards, that itself makes it refreshing. So Last Stop Larima, not necessarily the best documentary of the year, but certainly one of the most entertaining. I had a good time watching it. So that is my somewhat down under and somewhat out in the wilderness story this week.
For which we thank you as always and ever, David Sterrett, Films in Focus, The Films, The Royal Hotel, The Beasts, and Last Stop Larima.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.